on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The community of Sindambili has been left reeling following Monday's mass shooting. Four people, including two off-duty policemen, were killed after what appears to have been a heated argument with five patrons at a tavern. Police also found that the establishment had been operating without a license in Bidla section. Mandini Municipality Mayor Tabani Mdlalose says the incidents raised safety concerns.
The city has worked hard to bring peace and stability to the area so that even people from outside who wish to visit can reach a safe place.
Now, practical solutions on service delivery, infrastructure improvements and youth unemployment. KZN ratepayers say those are some of the key issues they want President Cyril Ramaphosa to address when he speaks to the nation tomorrow. Ramaphosa will deliver his first SONA under the Government of National Unity. The president's expected to reflect on some of the challenges faced by his administration and outline plans for the year ahead. Jay Loving Govender, who's with Otongati Ratepayers Association, says infrastructure in the area isn't being properly maintained.
We are all in dire straits regarding services. Our community has suffered untold misery in the last 10 years. What we'd like the president to talk about is improving our infrastructures.
Ish Pralad, who's with the Etiquette Ratepayers and Residents Association, says they need a stable supply of water.
The most important thing is the reservoirs need to be sorted out and water supply needs to be consistent. And our roads are in deplorable condition, very, very bad. You can't even drive cars anymore. You have to drive buggies to be on our road.
And Saudi Arabia, Qatar and the Palestinian Authority have rejected the US president's suggestion to relocate its 2 million citizens to Egypt and Jordan. Donald Trump has suggested the U.S. take over and own Gaza to create a Riviera of the Middle East. The American leader has been hosting Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Washington. He's outlined plans to rebuild a strip that he says is currently a demolition site.
We have an opportunity to do something that could be phenomenal. And I don't want to be cute, I don't want to be a wise guy, but the Riviera of the Middle East, this could be something.
Sky News reporter Mark Stone says the claims raise a huge number of questions.
In no particular order, on what legal authority could he take over the Gaza Strip? Who would control it? How would he physically take over it? Would it be US boots on the ground? That would put them very much in harm's way.
A recap of our lead story. The community of Sindambili has been left reeling following Monday night's mass shooting, claiming the lives of four people. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.